You know, 2 Corinthians 12, open your Bible to Ephesians 6, and I'm going to read something out of 2 Corinthians 12. In what God has not already given you the strength in your life, don't worry about it. God will be strong for you. Because he said to Paul in 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9, he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, Paul said, therefore will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore I take pleasure in infirmities and reproaches and necessities and persecutions and distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong. Bible's right, amen? And I don't pastor a church of people that I think are strong. I don't pastor a group of people that I think are the dynamos and the super Christians and they can do everything and nobody can ever bring them down. I don't think I have that kind of church here, and you definitely don't have that kind of pastor here. But I think God has taught us all that where we are not, He is. What we can't do, He can do. In fact, He's already done it. And we are a church that God will force you to lean on Jesus. He'll force you to do it. You'll recognize that you can't do it without Him. And what that is your testimony to other lost people who think that they can't be good enough to be saved and go to church. And to tell them, you're exactly right. You can't be strong enough and you can't be good enough. I can't either. But God is strong for me in doing things that I could not do for myself. Somebody say amen. Amen. Ephesians 6. I'm going to make you a little uncomfortable today. Is that all right? So everybody just get real comfortable. Relax, stretch your neck a little bit, okay? Pull your shoes off, wiggle your toes. Have the person next to you just kind of scratch your neck a little bit. And then we're going to make you sweat. We're fighting things that we cannot see, but they're there. And one of the things I learned about the Bible years ago was in places that I cannot see and am not privy to, God will show you what goes on there. Do you think that in Washington, D.C., there are some very, very evil people who have very evil plans for America? They're not all Democrats. They're not all Republicans. They take on many shapes, many faces, but the higher up you go, the Bible teaches you, the more likely you're going to find some of the most evil things in our country. This is what we're wrestling against. This is part of what we're dealing with and what we've been learning about in Ephesians chapter 6. You wonder why it seems like we have elections and we put people in power and it just seems like the country never actually gets fixed. The problems don't go away. They just get bigger or swept under the rug. We, as the people, have less and less influence in our own government, whereas it should be that our government should be us. Of the people, by the people, and for the people. But it just seems like it's not that way. Same thing with denominational leadership. It happens in every denomination and in every big ministry. I can tell you from the Bible that in the leadership areas of many religious institutions in this country is some of the most evil wickedness that you and I will never see with our eyes. And yet, We know from the Word of God that it's there. And this may help you understand why we as a church just decided several years ago that being part of a denomination is not where God wants us. Because then nobody can tell us what we can and cannot preach, what Bible we can and cannot preach out of. Nobody can tell us that. We stand before God and God alone. And I think I speak for everybody here. We fear Almighty God. We fear Him. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not. In fact, here, I want you to do this. I want you to read this verse with me out loud. I like unison Bible reading. And since we're all reading the same Bible, it ought to sound the same. Amen? Let's read verse 12 out loud together. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. This is what we're going to deal with today. It's what we're going to deal with this morning. I was working on this last night, and I thought, Mike, you know you're not going to get all this out. So I'm just going to take it where the Lord leads us, and we'll just go from there. Let's go to the Lord and pray. You pray for me, pray for my throat, my voice. You pray for my back. You just pray that God would continue to bless and use this church here at home, around the world. Let's just pray that God's people's eyes would be opened, that our spiritual garments would be on, that our armor and our weaponry would be fixed to us. We would be ready to stand in the evil day. Heavenly Father, I thank you so much, God, for your kindness to me. God, you love me, Father. You've been very good to me. You've long suffered with me. It was your goodness and forbearance and long suffering, Lord, that has led me to repentance many, many times. I thank you, dear God, for not casting me out, for not throwing me, Lord, to the wayside, for not delivering me to a place of outer darkness where there's weeping and gnashing of teeth. I thank you, God, that your goodness led me to repentance. I thank you, God, that you've blessed these people as well. And God, that you've been good to them and you're still good to them. And Lord, things happen. Father, we don't understand everything that goes on. But Lord, we've learned to trust you. And in your hands to put our life and our minds and our hearts, God, because you're the only thing that we can trust. Now, Father, I ask God for your grace ministered to me this morning to help me preach this message. Lord, it's above my head. Some things about it, Lord, that I don't quite understand. Lord, I want to, and I want to be able to effectively, I want to know it. I want to have the wisdom of it. And then I want to share that with anybody who will listen. So, Father, Lord, I ask this for your kingdom and your glory's sake to come first. Father, that you receive all the glory and the praise. Father, if anybody, Lord, if anybody hears the message today and they think, boy, I really like that. God, that they would give you the praise and honor first. So, Lord, just bless this message. Bless your word, Lord, as it goes into the hearts and minds and lives of these people that have gathered here with us, and those that are visiting with us online, those good people in Kenya, those pastors, Lord, that have brought their church people out to hear the Mzungu. I pray, dear God, that, Lord, that you would give me a voice among their people, and that they would listen, Lord, as the man of God preaches the word. Bless it this morning, we pray, in Jesus' name. And all of God's people said, amen. I want you to think about now what he's speaking about when he talks about spiritual wickedness in high places. Number one, we know that we're not necessarily dealing with flesh and blood, But that does not mean that flesh and blood are not included in this. There are spirits. And if you don't understand that part of it in your thinking, nothing will make sense. Who in here believes at least in one conspiracy theory? At least one. Who killed Kennedy? Who shot JR? Not you. Who was behind 9/11? Who was behind the bombing in Oklahoma City? Why was it that certain government employees were told not to show up for work that day in that building? Why was it that we heard there were two bombs and they evacuated everybody, and then they come back and said, there was no two bombs. It wasn't there. Why do we hear that? Something doesn't... Why did our own government attack a religious compound in Waco, Texas, the way they did? Burn those children up. Why did they do that? Some things just don't make sense. If it doesn't make sense, then something's wrong there. But in order for us to really get it, in order for us to really understand how things go in this world and how things work, you and I, we're the low people. We won't ever be in on the secret meetings where they discuss the plans of how they're going to do this and how they're going to do that. My goodness, it's public knowledge that the rich, the elite, the top leaders in all the fields gather together at a hotel once a year. They called it the Bilderberg Group. These people meet, and I know you're going, oh my goodness, he's going to talk about that. How come is it that the press covers the meeting? No one gets to know what they was talking about in there. And these are the people that are running the banks and the politics and the church institutions and the newspapers. These are the people running the internet. These are people running everything. How come they meet together? How can we? Is there something going on that you and I can't find about? The Bible's telling you that there is, in fact, in high places of this world, spiritual wickedness. Humans do things that are wrong, that are wicked. There are spirits who dabble in wickedness that our eyes have never been able to see. Spirits do things that are wicked in the eyes of God, and they are the ones that we're wrestling against. We can't go and protest some high secret meeting that goes on in Washington, D.C. and make it go our way. We can't do that. You can't even stop paying taxes. They'll come and get you. What is it that we can do? We can fight the spirits that are behind it. And in fact, we are told to do exactly that. Fight the spirits that are behind that. Now, high places. I said, Pastor, what are the high places that we're talking about here? Let's think about areas where government is. Those are the high places. The Supreme Court, Congress, the United States, the office of the White House, President of the United States. And I'm going to tell you something. I like some of the things that our president has done so far. And in the things that he's accomplished, I do not consider myself him an enemy to me. But let me tell you something. That man is lost. He is not saved. And I want you to, you're there in Ephesians. I want you to look at Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2. Let me tell you what's going on here. Let me tell you why this thing is. Let me tell you why things are the way they are. In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1, you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world. How many of you remember those days? Say amen. Amen. The world is on course for something. It's on course for destruction. And you were walking down that road with this world. And you're headed to the same destruction. But God saved you. And you were walking, watch this now, look at your Bible, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. If Donald Trump is lost, there is a spirit that is in him, that works in him, and he's going to do something that is contrary to the law of God and the word of God. And when he does, I will stand up and I will say, he's wrong. Needs to be prayed for, that God will change his heart and change his mind. He has a spirit working in him. He is a child of disobedience to God, and there is a spirit that controls him and works through his mind. You remember those days. You remember when the devil told you to do something, you did it. And it was easy. So think about areas of politics. Think about banking, financial institutions. Do you think the saints of Almighty God, holy men, run all of our banking institutions? Primarily, who would run a bank? Somebody who loves money. And the love of money is the root of all evil. What about locally? Do you think in Jefferson City, Missouri, that there are spirits who control politics and things that go on in Jefferson City? You better believe there are. And I'll tell you this, Roy, you listen to this. You talk to Brother Reg Kelly about this. His daddy was in state politics. He's got a daughter now that has won a seat in the Congress in Jefferson City, Missouri. And he had a brother that did the same years ago. And they have all tried unsuccessfully over the years to pass a law in Jefferson City that banned and outlawed alcoholic beverages inside of the Capitol building in Jefferson City, Missouri. Because there was a deal on the news years ago that they were showing the amount of alcohol that is shipped in to the Capitol building in Jefferson City, Missouri, and goes through these politicians' offices. Alcohol has spirits attached to it. Am I right? There are some very evil things that are being done in the Capitol buildings in our states. What about locally? What about the, we now have a county executive in Jefferson County. Do you think that there are evil things that are done in Hillsboro, Missouri? Schoolhouses, courthouses, law offices. What about churches, denominations? I can tell you, there are very evil people in charge of many, if not most, of the denominations. Years ago, there was a man arrested outside of Oklahoma, in Oklahoma City at night, for seeking out male prostitutes. Turns out this man was a pastor, Southern Baptist Church, and not only that, he was the past executive of the Southern Baptist Convention. Sodomite. Let me show you what I mean. High places denotes the top leadership of any organization, group, denomination, government, family, institution, the home. Men, you are the high place in your home. You're the high place in your family. The devil and these spirits want to own you. Think about it. Smite the shepherd, sheep will scatter. If you can control the head, the body goes along. So these spirits will go after the fathers, the husbands, the grandfathers, the patriarchs. They are, in their clan, in their home, in their family, they are the highest, in the highest of position of authority in that little area. And there is always, men, going to be spirits that will try to get at you to so they can control you. If they can control the head, they've got the body. Am I right? Now I want you to look up on the screen. On the, let's see, on your left is a picture of the Capitol, United States of America, in Washington, D.C. It is called Capitol what? Hill. You know what that says? It's a high place. And it was deliberately built on that place because of its height. Okay? Next to it is where? What is that other place? The Vatican. Do you think there are spirits that control the Pope? Oh, you better believe it. You better believe it. Do you think there are spirits that control congressmen, judges, presidents, even the one we've got? If he's not saved, there is the potential that he will be controlled by spiritual wickedness in high places. I can't dismiss every accusation that was made against him during the election, because I personally heard things that he said over the years. I don't know what kind of man he is. Has he changed? I don't know. I'll need to see the fruits of it before I believe it. But they can control just about anybody that's lost, and they'll work on constantly those who are saved. By the way, have you ever wondered what that is? See, look at the Capitol building over there. See that big dome up there? You know what that is on top of that? Have you ever asked the question, what is it that's on top of that building? It's a goddess. On the left is the goddess called Liberty. She's a goddess. And her step. The Ten Commandments said, thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, the likeness of any male or female, God said. And there you have a goddess sitting over the politics of our nation. That's what that means. Anything that's sitting on top of something means I'm in charge. I'm the one that rules. And you say, well, that's liberty. That's just a symbol of something. No, let me tell you what a goddess is. Her real name is Mystery. Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. And some of the most abominable things that take place in our nation are going on behind the scenes in this building. How many of y'all believe that? How many of you know it? Know it in your heart. On the right, that's the goddess Ceres. C-E-R-E-S. It's where we get the word cereal from. She carries sheaves of grain in her hand. That is the Capitol Dome in Jefferson City, Missouri. Do you think that there is a spirit that rules, an evil spirit, spiritual wickedness in high places? See how high that is? That's what that means. This stuff goes on, I could just take all day and just show you. This picture here, this emblem here, this symbol here, I can just show it to you. You say, well, I don't think that means anything. When God said, don't make these things, he knew what he was talking about. You look in your Bible, you read your Bible, every time there is an idol there, there is a God. Little g, God. There is a devil there. There is an evil spirit, an evil angel there. What you're dealing with is spiritual wickedness in high places. And they have an agenda. In fact, let me show you this. Turn to 2 Chronicles. Lord, help me this morning. Because what I want to do is preach until about 1:30. I really do. And one of these days, I'm gonna. I just need one. Seriously, can I just I'm probably not going to do it today. Could I just one Sunday just preach until God tells me to shut up? Now, God may tell me to shut up in 3 minutes. Okay. You know, this day, let me remind you of something. This day really is not our day. We call it the Lord's Day. Okay? I don't want to be a church that just drags stuff out just to drag it out. But I also don't want us to be a church where we stifle the work of the Lord. I don't want to do that. Okay? So I know I've got more to preach this morning than what I've got time on the clock. But I want to get your mind in some places. I want you to be able to understand why, when it comes to understanding what goes on in our, and we can just deal with the city of Festus. Do you think that there are evil people who are involved in politics in the city of Festus, Missouri? This little old town named after a man in the Bible. High places. Do you think there's evil things, evil men and women over here in Crystal City that are running the show? Ken Waller is our county executive. He is a friend of mine. I've known him since high school. He was my insurance agent. I've played golf with him. He's seen me throw golf clubs. Mike, I have never seen anybody throw a golf club as long as you have. I mean, that is amazing. Okay? I've played golf with the man. I have counseled with that man. He's come to me with just things he wanted me to pray with him about, talk to him about over the years. And he now is our county executive. And so far, he's had to fight off the casino people who have county government people in their pocket. He's had to fight off the pornography industry in this county. He's wanting to do some good things, and there are people who hate his guts because of it. And if or when he gets voted out or his term, whatever, if they put somebody in, that's probably going to be somebody that is in somebody's pocket. Evil, wicked things could happen in our county. And you wonder why. Let me tell you, it's all spiritual. Where there is a head, there are spirits there. And it comes right down, listen to me now, it comes right down to the home. Right down to the home. Men, you listening? All you men online, you listening? You guys out in Kenya? It comes right down to the home. If you're the head, there is always the chance that there is spiritual wickedness there. Ladies, pray for your husbands. Because the devil knows how to get them. Knows how to trap them. Knows how to control them. The devil's the one who's got the pictures that he doesn't want everybody to see. And he'll use that to control and manipulate a man as the head of a family or the head of a patriarch of a clan or whatever. He will use that to his advantage. I said 2 Chronicles. Let me go this direction just for a minute. I'm going to show you. I told you I was going to make you uncomfortable. So everybody just fasten your seatbelt. Up on the screen, Genesis 13:13. Let me tell you how God defines wickedness. This is the kind of stuff that spirits love. But the men of Sodom were wicked and sinners before the Lord exceedingly. The men of Sodom. There are spirits behind sodomy. What is the biggest push in America right now? It is to advance the sodomite agenda. It's not just to advance it. It is to force it on every school, every business, banking, homes, and churches. You better pray that they don't come after us, wanting us to bow and submit to the sodomite, transgendered, lesbian, queer, bisexual, transgendered, lettuce, gravy, bacon, tomato, whatever it is. You better hope and pray that they don't come after us, try to enforce that nonsense so that we have to allow, watch this now, so that we have to allow some perverted man to go in the bathroom with Michaela and Hope. No, we're not going to allow that. No way. Well, we'll shut you down. I'm telling you, that's spirits. Look at Genesis 19, verse 4. Lot recognized it. But before they lay down, the men of the city, even the men of Sodom, compassed the house round, both old and young, all the people from every quarter. And they called unto Lot and said unto him, where are the men which came into thee this night? Bring them out to us that we may know them. By the way, they're not just wanting to shake hands with them. And Lot went out at the door unto them and shut the door after him and said, I pray you, brethren, do not so what? Wickedly. Let us not forget that this is pure wickedness. And God hates it. And these men were so wicked that they were willing to defile even angels from God. That's how high the spiritual... See spiritual wickedness here? Genesis 39, turn there. I'm going to make you real uncomfortable and then I'm going to pray. I'm going to send you out of here crying. Which will be good for you. Amen. I want all the men to listen. I want all the wives to be praying. Genesis 39. Joseph had been sold into slavery, and he ended up at a man by the name of Potiphar. Potiphar was a very wealthy man. And I think he was the captain of the armies of Pharaoh. So over the years, he figured out he could trust Joseph. And he basically put Joseph in charge of his whole household. Joseph, even as a slave, he wasn't chained down to anything. He had free run. He could eat what he wanted. He could command all the servants. And God had blessed him and made Potiphar a very wealthy man with Joseph in charge. And Joseph had access to everything. The Bible says that Potiphar was so wealthy, but he did not even know what he had except for the food that was on his plate in front of him. Other than that, he had no idea what he had. It was because God blessed Joseph. Now listen to me, men. God's blessing you. God's blessing your family. God's giving you great things. You're able to make payments on this, and you're able to buy this, and you're able to do things with your family and work hard and all those things. God blessing you for that. Here comes spiritual wickedness in high places. Because you're also praying with your family, praying for your family, taking your family to church, making sure your kids are in Sunday school. You're doing all those things, and you're doing right. Better get ready to go to war. Because here comes Potiphar's wife. It came to pass after these things that his master's wife cast her eyes upon Joseph. And she said, lie with me. I just got it in my mind that this is not the first of the servants that she had been dillying and dallying with. Amen? But he refused and said unto his master's wife, behold, my master wotteth not what is with me in the house, and hath committed all that he hath to my hand. There is none greater in this house than I, neither hath he kept back anything from me but thee, because thou art his wife. How then can I do this great what? And sin against God. Now I want you to ponder this for a minute. God, in the next years, is going to use to save the seed of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. One of those is a man by the name of Judah. Judah is whom Jesus the Savior came from. If you kill Judah, You have no Jesus. Look at what's going on. The very man that God is going to use to save Judah and thus save Jesus, Pilate is going after him. Think about it. Guys, church, we have no idea what God has in store for this church, for our families, for these children. We have no idea what great things God is going to do with this place. We didn't know 10 years ago that if you would have said to us 10 years ago, 10 years from now, you're going to have a worldwide ministry, you have thousands on the internet watching you, you're going to have two radio stations in Kenya. Have no idea. You know, the devil sticks his tongue out. You know what they do? You know what serpents do with that tongue? They're sniffing. And I think the devil can always smell a Savior coming. And spiritual wickedness went after Joseph and said, let's get him caught in wickedness. Let's throw Potiphar's wife on him. I mean, my goodness, he doesn't have a wife, surely. He's got to be wanting something. And bless God for some Josephs. We need some Josephs. We need some Josephs in our church. We need some Josephs in our pulpits who will stand not knowing the consequences, not understanding that years later God will just bless and bless and bless, but who will see the work that Potiphar's wife is trying to do and the spirits that are behind it and say, I can't do this. But instead, what we have in churches all over America are pastors who are so caught up in pornography, so caught up in having affairs. We have pastors, this pastor that this lady called me last week and said that her pastor went out, blew his brains out because it was discovered that for 30 years he had been molesting boys. That is spiritual wickedness in high places. The man that started ACE, the Paces and the Christian, that's good stuff. It's all King James Bible stuff. And we're teaching our children with that curriculum. The man built that into a worldwide ministry, sending these Paces all over the world. Mike Hutzel's using the Bible to train pastors in Kenya with them. That man, after I don't know how many years of running that ministry, run off with a younger woman and left that to his wife. Just took spiritual wickedness in high places. God, that is still going. That ministry is still going. You see what I'm talking about? And every one of you guys sitting here is the target. He said, well, I'm no big thing. I don't do anything. Joseph was a slave. Not even an Egyptian. He was a stinking Jew. And yet God was going to use this man to save the grandfather of Jesus Christ so that Jesus could be born. You see how it works? Who knows what God has in store for you or your children 10, 20, 30 years from now? But the attack and the setup takes place now to make sure that never happens. I have not even gotten into... I'm going to say this and then I'm going to pray. This is up on the screen. They're all out of Leviticus. Thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of a woman and her daughter. Thou shalt not take her son's daughter or daughter's daughter to uncover her nakedness. Do not prostitute thy daughter to cause her to be a whore. And if a man take a wife and her mother, it is wickedness. And if a man shall take his sister, his father's daughter, or his mother's daughter, and see her nakedness, and she see his nakedness, it is a wicked thing. I'm going to say this, and then I'm going to stop. I want us to pray. There is way too much nakedness being seen. Way too much. TV, movies, internet, magazine stores, neighbors. There's way too much nakedness being uncovered. Spiritual wickedness in high places. How many senators and congressmen in Washington, D.C. do you think are hooked on internet pornography? How many White House staffers? How many judges? How many homes where the mom and the dad and the children are all accessing naked pictures and videos in their homes with their internet account? How many pastors are hooked into that? You see the spiritual nature behind it? You see the control that devils now have over pastors? They're not going to preach on that. They're not going to touch it because they're guilty of it. And the devil's got them wrapped around, got them held tightly in bondage, and says to them, you just preach nice things. Preach happy things to everybody. Don't touch anybody's sins, or we'll expose you. We'll uncover you. We'll show everybody who you are and what you do. It's way too much of it, people. And even if you're guilty of it, you stand against it. Can we do that? To stand against it. And then I want us to pray. Bow. If you want to come down here, come down here, come down here, you come. There's way, 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 way too much wickedness going on in God's people. And it ought to be prayed against. It ought to be prayed against. Can I hear somebody say amen? Let's get some brave people who are not afraid. Let's get some bold people, men and women, even some young people, who are willing to stand against it and say, I'm not going to let this destroy me. I'm not going to let it destroy my family. I'm not